Blog Talk Radio.
Who should sit in the front seat, a man's wife or his mom? You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think that's a counterproductive type of scenario, but it always amazes me at how people answer that question and how they address that situation. It's an eye-opening surprise sometimes. So this is one of those things that we got to deal with. You understand what I'm saying? It's one of those things we got to deal with. So let's go ahead and deal with it. T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my people going directly into your sight. And Phil Jones, Baltimore, the girls just can't leave them alone. Everything is going to run the way that we want. But before, we got to make sure that we don't front, be blunt, and make sure you come through. And you, everything is going to be just like we said, just like we made that bed. So we going to lie in it. Don't spy in it. I'm denying it. No, I'm telling the truth for God proof. The P-R-O-O-F, yo, until death, I'm going to do this to my very last breath. Let's set it. Yeah, and don't forget it. Everything is going to be out. We don't have to edit nothing. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Is this your daily? Go get a mission show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, aka Omar Witter. And if you can't say Omar Witter, well, then you just say Omar Witter Art. This is the Daily Go Getterism Show on this Throwback Thursday. Let's get real about relationships Thursday. And we are asking the question, posing the question, looking at the scenario, throwing it out there, his wife or his mother. Who should a man choose? Who gets to go first? Who is first in a man's life? Who should be first? Should one concede to the other? Should one concede to the other? Should a wife choose, should a man choose his wife over his mother? Should a man choose his mother over his wife? Happy wife, happy life. Well, that's what some say, but I don't know. Hey, I wouldn't want to choose that no day. But for those who play that way, it's a real prop. But this is something we're going to tap us up and make it a little better for our lives. And we going to talk about mothers against wives. That's not the conversation that we want to have. But and to some people that might even laugh, but I don't really think it's funny. This shit is serious. Make you feel kind of delirious when you have to choose between two you love. And this is not a side joint chick or no, none above. But anyway, all right, so let's get it popping, y'all. Let's get all the way into this thing. His wife or his mother? What we talking about, y'all? His wife or his mother? Have y'all ever seen the scenario? Like some of the women in here who have sons? You know, you have a son. Have you ever put him in a position where he has had to choose between you and his girl or his wife? I mean, I would hope that no woman would want to put her young man in that position. But sometimes, whether we mean to do things or not, sometimes it just happens the way it happens. It go the way it go. It show the way it show. So we can talk it the way we know. So, have y'all seen it? Have y'all been there? Have you been right up in the mix and saw how this situation goes? Because, like I said, I think that this could be a very, very difficult situation to deal with. But let's go to how something like this might originate in the first place. How is it that you would ever get into the position where you would have to choose between your wife and your mother or your girl and your mother? What's up with that? You know, has it been a situation where most of the times when you have introduced your girl to your mom, she acted a fool. She got a little bit possessive. She got a little bit too overprotective of you and a little too judgmental of the women that you chose. It can, just being honest with you, there are some men who grew up with mothers who don't really like women, or it is my opinion that a lot of black women, and I mean a whole lot, I would argue about, I'm going to go out on a limb here, and y'all going to have to excuse me for doing this, but I'm going to be serious about this number. I would say at least 50%, maybe even 60% of black women that I know are suspicious of the motives of other black women. And I'm not saying that they always hate on each other, but what I am saying is that sometimes black women are suspicious of other black women, whether they think that they are going to copy their style or whether they think that they're going to try to take their man or try to suck up all the air of men in the room, or that they think that they have some other type of suspicious undesirable motives. And once again, I apologize. I apologize for that, for putting it out there that way. But I've seen it way too many times,
you know.
So when you have when black women who think that way have sons, well, they figure like normally maybe on a normal day, I would rock out with the sisterhood. But when it comes to my young man, when it comes to my son, I'm going to make sure that he don't get played out there. I'm going to make sure that these little fast-ass girls don't be spinning my son's head around and blaming babies on him and lying and cheating and breaking his heart. And there's nothing wrong. I don't think that there's anything wrong with a woman feeling that way. But when the way that she feels makes her prejudge every woman that he deals with, starting from the time when he was dating girls, well, that can start to get in the way. That can really start to get in the way. So it may become the case where the son is no longer dating women that he likes. He's dating women that his mother likes, because he may have so much love, affection, and respect for his mom that he's doing more to please his mom than he is to please himself. It could happen in the back of his mind, even though he wanna freak off with this smut chick down the block. He hears his mom saying, "I know you ain't bring this smut chick from down the block. I know you ain't bring little red Corvette Tisha down my house. That little fast ass, no good. Dag, my son like hoes. Well, you ain't going to be having no hoes coming over here." And I've actually heard it said. I've been in homes where I've seen friends of mine getting chewed out for this very thing. You ain't gonna be going with no little hoes around here, and they ain't coming in this house. They're serious. So what happens when mom warns the son that the girls that he be choosing or that he has chosen might be hoes, and then they turn out coincidentally and miraculously to be hoes? But those hoes done made him hard and broke his heart. They made him hard and broke his heart. They made him hard and broke his heart. He was doing that thing from the beginning. Yeah, the start and the truth. So his wife or his mother, make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go-Get-Emism Show. I'm your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And we are talking about his wife or his mother. What y'all know? Are we going to talk about it tonight? Are we going to talk about this tonight? Let's get into it and get involved. These puzzle pieces right now, we going to solve. Yeah. His wife or his mother, y'all. Let's get it in. Let's get it in. Yes. We're going to get it in. Talking about his wife or his mother, Shane. And if you would like to call into the show, if you would like to ask a question, you tell a story, pose a scenario, whatever you want to do. You want to get on the mic and speak what you like. The number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. Get your shine, baby. 319-527-6199, baby. Press number 1, and that would let me know that you would like to speak. and then I will call you out by the last four digits of your telephone number. You can rock out, rock on, and do the damn thing. Daily go get him, isn't baby. All right, so his wife or his mother. Let me see what y'all talking about. Let me see what y'all talking about in that chat room. Let's see what this conversation is going to be like. I would it look like when you're on the mic. Yo, sucker MCs, don't drive by. Cherry, Cinderella, Dana, Dane. Well, it's the woman, Dane. It's the woman. It's Cinderella, Dana, Dane. Well, it's the woman, Dana, Dane, with fame. Stacey White, what's up, ma? What's going on? Thanks for driving on by. Shirley, sure, the world's most precious and Shirley, sure, the world's most precious and Shirley, sure, the world's most precious and greatest pearl of the world. All right. So, T. Carrie Wright says, as a mom of 5+, a bonus son, I have never asked my son to choose. Okay. That's cool. Does that mean that they didn't choose? Like, is it always a situation? Is it always a scenario where the mother proactively or the wife proactively asks the man to choose? Or is he putting himself, does he get put into and thrusted into a situation like I was talking about earlier where he has so much love and respect for his mother that he respects her opinion and he wants to please her above all else, because, you know, I mean, that's who raised him. That's who birthed him, raised him, took care of him, protected him. He made sure that he was all right, got him his sneakers and all that kind of stuff, you know, so it might be, you know what I mean? It might be one of them, you know what I mean? So let's continue on. Let's go. Let's continue on. Hit that like button, y'all. Hit that like button. Don't be shy about it. Hit the like. All right, Carol Chamberlain says, I didn't get along with my daughter-in-law, but I was cordial to her. Never wanted to be a source of discord in their marriage. Okay, all right. TK Wright says, I will say that in the car situation, the mother should be in the front or at least ask where she's most comfortable sitting. I think I agree with that. Cherry says, situations arise like this because of lack of respect. I'm leaning more toward that way, Cherry, because honestly, no matter what, I think that your wife, well, before your woman becomes your wife, she has to become your girl. And you should make sure that your girl respects your mom. I don't give a shit what your mom does. Shout out to all them ratchet-ass moms out there. Yeah, a lot of ratchet women become moms, but they still have to get that respect from the youngest. Ain't no way around it. Because any man who will allow his girl to get disrespectful with his mom, I see nothing but problems on the horizon, because that's a major problem. That's a major, major problem in my book. In my book. All right. Carol says, sometimes moms see what their children don't. It's the mama bear syndrome. I agree. Nara says, why is my last comment not showing? Okay, the last comment I see from you is, last time I checked, forsaking all others is one of the vows. Okay. All right. Counseling. Okay, wait. Okay, Ansel says, okay, wait. TK Wright says, you are wrong. 85% of black women are suspicious of all women, regardless of race. Yeah, but I don't really give a shit about how black women feel about other women. My concern is about the way other black women, how they address other black women, because there's a unity aspect of it that we haven't been able to straighten out in our community. It keeps getting away from us. Now, separating us, separating male and female, that separation has been in effect since slavery. But I don't think that we address the black woman on black woman thing, because it's actually a very serious thing. It's not a play thing. It's real. It's real. Especially when you observe that many times a single black woman in a sea of white women may feel more comfortable, more unthreatened than she might feel around her sisters. And that ain't really right, man. I can't get with that, but I've seen it. I've seen it, because when a black woman, particularly a good looking black woman who might have it going on, you know, education, job, career, family, whatever the case, whatever she has going on for herself, she knows that when she gets around other black women, they gonna be judging her. They gonna be judging the way she look, the way she wear makeup, if she wears makeup, her weave, her hair. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be trying to read her inside and out, trying to know her whole family history, her whole personal history, her whole sexual history, everything. And you know, it ain't right. It ain't right to do that. But it's a fact that it gets done. And that might be one of the reasons that some black women don't really like to be with other black women. You know how you hear some black women say all the time, I don't really like to hang around women. I prefer to hang around men, because they don't get all catty and stupid and silly and jealous and backbiting and talking behind your back and getting two-faced and all that. So it's something that we have to deal with in our community. It really is something that we got to deal with. We got to deal with it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. But pushing it up to 85%, I don't know. You might be right. I was trying to be nice with the 50, because I'm like, I haven't met all black women, but I know how it goes when black women and strangers and stranger black women get around each other. It ain't no, hey, girl, you know, like, yeah, it's us against. No, it ain't like that. It's like me against you. Like, what this bitch looking at? That cheap ass shit she wearing. She swears she the. I'm like, oh god. Unless she's an actress or a singer, you know, we give people that we don't know that may have some talent, we give them a pass. But our own accessible sisters against sisters become sisters against sisters. And once again, I don't like it, but I've seen it way too often. Okay. I don't see no comment. Okay. Oh, yeah, the vials. I see it. Yeah, I see that. I see that, if that's the one you're talking about. If that's the one he's talking about. Carol Chamberlain says, I agree, Omar. I had the same conversation with my son. TK Wright says, agreed. That was my way of joking about how the number is higher than you think. I can dig that. Stacey White says, I'm trying to learn how to trust women. Yeah. Learning to trust women. Now, when we start talking about his wife or his mother, I know that somewhere along the line we're talking about trust, because you're talking about your blood son. You're talking about someone who you have a particular stake in seeing be happy and successful and satisfied. And there's nothing wrong with looking out for that and trying to ensure that. You probably tried to ensure that your whole life, and his whole life. You probably tried to hold it down and make sure that he got everything that he wanted and needed in life to the best of your ability. So now he got this girl. He got this girl that you may see, like, you know how women know women. Women know women, and women know the capabilities of other women, and they know the little tricks and the little slick and sly and slimy and deceptive things that women will do with men. Men will overlook it like, well, you know, a woman is being a woman. You know, she doing what she do. You know what I mean? You know, all right, so she got me for my money. I mean, but that's what a woman's for. A woman ain't trying to hear that shit from another woman, not with men in her life that are important. It don't even have to be her son. A woman might be that way for her male cousins, her brothers, you know, just a good friends, you know, homeboys from around the way. You never know. You know, I've known some fiercely, fiercely overprotective women of their men. And I mean all the men in their life. So all of the women that the men in her life have dealt with, from her father on down to her son, and every other man related and unrelated in between, all of they women had to come through her checkpoint. No, let me get in there and see what's going on. Now, yeah, I got to audit this bitch. I don't know who the fuck. You say, well, I don't know. I ain't never seen it. She say she from Philly. I don't know. She don't talk like she from Philly. She don't look like. What school she go to? Oh, really? Okay. Oh, she went to West Philly, huh? I'm West Philly bitch. You know, they dirty. You know, West Philly bitch is dirty. Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, they look clean, but they dirty on the inside, if you know what I mean. You know what I mean? You make sure you strap up. But anyway, so how old is she? So y'all around the same age, huh? Mm-hmm. Okay. But yeah, Yeah, she looked like she dressed up for this little interview that I'm about to get her, give her. And that's all good. But yeah, I'm just going to ask her a few pertinent questions and see how it comes out. And I hope those answers that she gives and the ones that I find out whether she gives them or not. I hope that it turns out in her favor. You know, some women are like that. And they may be the mothers, they may be the sisters, they may be the aunties, they may be the friends, they may be the cousins, they may be whatever. So that's the issues of trust come in. Like, you know, you kind of have to ask, do I trust, as a woman, I guess a woman would have to ask, do I trust my son to make the right decisions with women that will benefit him in the long run without making him into a womanizer or a man who takes unfair advantage of a woman? You know, because they want two things. They want to make sure that he don't get burnt by these bitches, and at the same time they want to make sure that he don't look at all women as bitches. It can be a little confusing. It can. But there are issues of trust here. Can I trust him to make the right decisions and pick the right one? And can I trust the decision that he did make with the woman that he decided on? Can I trust her to do right by my man? Can I trust her? Is she showing signs of hoedom? Yes, hoedom. It's like whoredom. Is she showing signs of hoedom? Because one thing is for sure, this ain't no virgin he messing around with. I smelled. He like, Mom, what? Son, I don't know how to tell you this shit. Listen, you know I was born in the Chinese year, the year of the dog. You know I was born in the Chinese year of the dog. I smelled 3 abortions, 2 miscarriages, and one misblamed baby on this bitch that you messing around with. I don't know where you be getting these hoes from. I don't know. Like, Mom, you don't know that. She ain't had no abortion. I'm telling you, I smell it on her. You know when you did an abortion, you can smell that shit. It's like the afterbirth. They can't get rid of that part. I'm like, you can't. can't smell no. You can't smell no abortion. And she had a abortion. She ain't had no abortion. Son, I'm telling you, I smelled 3 abortions on that bitch. And she blamed another nigga for a baby that wasn't his. But that was one of the miscarriages. She had 2. So technically, you dealing with a mother of 6 children. Now, how many children she got, son? Mom, she don't even have no kids. I rest my goddamn case. I rest my case. She probably done fucked them eggs up. Her service is done. Well, hey, look, I mean, you know, you chew. That's on you. I don't know. I don't know. Okay. Let me see here. Damn, Nara says, I just don't see the live chat on a different device. That's interesting. Cherry says, I'm a cheerleader for black women, but I also have been hurt and damaged by the same ones. They say you're supposed to watch out for men, and I went out one time and got roofied by a woman at a bar. Damn! What? Why would a woman give another woman a date rape drug? Was she gay? Or was she trying to set you up with a dude? Like, damn. Whoa. Okay. Stacey White says that would definitely be daddy issues. CK Wright says, I've asked myself the question about my sons making good choices. And so far, it's been 80-20, yes or no. Okay. Yes versus no. Okay. Cherry says, I don't know if she was doing it for somebody trying to set me up. The funny part is I was 42 years old. What the hell I had no money and too old for the sex trade. Now, you're never too old for the sex trade. Sorry, man. Never too old for sex trade. Carol Samuel says, you try to pour into your children, but sometimes they go in the opposite direction. All right. 2 baby daddies, 1 crazy brother, and a partridge in a pear tree. Right, she can smell it. She smelled it. You know, some of these women out here, you know what I mean? Look, some of y'all watching this show right now claim to have the surveillance nose. Y'all got a cadaver. Yeah, this bitch killed 2 niggas too. Did you know that, son? Did you know that? Yeah, she killed 2 niggas. She got bodies. This bitch should be on Deadly Women on the ID. Don't you like that? You love the ID channel, don't you? Well, yeah, that hoe you messing with should be on there. Because I've got a feeling that you and I going to be on there. But you not going to be able to say nothing because we ain't going to have nothing but film of your ass. You keep fucking around with her. That bitch going to kill you. She going to get you with that succinyl choline, you know. That shit that knock a nigga out and it dissolves in your bloodstream so it's undetectable and that shit I don't know. I saw that shit on the ID channel. She a nurse, ain't she? She hits you with that succinyl choline. You be careful. Don't you ever sleep around that bitch. If you gotta have sex with it, you have sex with it, but you stay up all night until it's time for your ass to go home and don't even think about moving in with her. Yeah, Candace DeLong told me about your ass. Yeah. Candace DeLong, you know, on Deadly Women on the ID channel. Bitch, don't act like you don't know who I'm talking about. This. Oh, my God. These bitches be lying. They be lying. Oh, I see we have a caller on the line. Caller with the last number. 646-4828. Welcome to the Daily Go Get-A-Mism Show. Thank you for holding. What is on your mind this evening? Good evening.
Hi, how are you?
Feeling like a real man should. Actually, I'm tired of all hell, but I'm good. I'm good. I'm good, though.
That's great. I'm sorry, I'm still chuckling at the surveillance nose. I do have a surveillance nose with my son. So, you know, I found that particularly amusing. But I noticed that you are, or you've been kind of focusing in on the female aspect of this, you know, wife versus mother relationship. But I believe that the man or a man is supposed to control the temperature in the relationship with his wife. And so, you know, ideally, if a man is successful in controlling the temperature within the relationship, there should be no issue. There should be no issue.
You know, you might could be right, but you might don't be right.
Nah, I'm right. If the man controlled the temperature within the relationship with his wife and in his home, there should not be a question of man versus, you know, I mean, the wife versus the mother-in-law or the mother.
Okay. Well, actually, I agree with that. And here's the thing. When you say control the temperature, so basically what I'm hearing when you say to control, that a man should control the temperature between his wife and his mother, is you're saying that, what I'm hearing is that you're saying that he should make sure that each one commands respect towards the other and from the other one. And that's not always, I'm just going to say, that's not always a possible thing to do. See, you have to think about, the reason I brought up the ratchet mom earlier in the show is because from ratchetness comes ratchetness. You know, like, now that's not to say that, that your child is going to be ratchet and reckless and kind of rude or lacking foresight in the way that they deal with others the way you might be, because they do have another parent that they may take after. But the thing is, your children's exposure to you and your behavior and your commanding of respect from them and also commanding them to accept the way that you have been can forge a bond between you and your children. And sometimes it can draw a wedge between you and your children or disagreement. But if it forges a bond between the two of you, like, I don't give a shit what nobody say, my mom is still the best mom ever and I love her and nobody better not say nothing, whatever, whatever. The way children should look at their parents. But the thing is, you may not be in a position to be able to control the temperature because you may not be in a position to control your mother. And more than likely, if your mother was out of control or lacked self-control or practiced a lack of self-control in her dealings, then you may, in your love and respect for your mother and acceptance of your mother, you may love and respect and accept the same thing in your woman. So you have two women who practice lack of self-respect, act on emotion consistently, judge unfairly and sometimes, well, mostly unfairly towards others when they are so-called protecting their loved ones and things like that. So the two of them are facing off. Like, you may not be in a position to control the temperature. You just may not be. You there?
Okay. Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening. Sometimes it's a delay, so I wasn't sure. Sorry about that. I understand what you're saying, and you're right. There are going to be times, of course, where a man is not able to. He's not going to be in a position to control the temperature, but I feel like that's something that And this is, you know, I have two sons, and this is, I feel like this is something that they need to condition themselves to learn how to do, to master the art of being able to control the temperature within the relationship,
mm-hmm.
their relationship with each person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, I agree. I do. I agree. And a man should be brought up to stand up and feel free to make his own decisions like a man should. And he should make well-informed decisions like a man should. But if he has been raised in a situation where he may not have had that male influence, that strong positive male influence, and I mean real strength. I'm talking about the strength to resist and the strength to let go, the strength to accept and the strength to reject. You know what I mean? You know, a real man teaches other young men about balance. They teach them that sometimes this is right and sometimes it's not so right. Sometimes this is the best way to go and sometimes it's not the best way. You like a real good man understands that there are situational things that exist in between people. And sometimes you have to make adjustments where that's concerned, and you have to be smart enough, aware enough, and you know, train your reflexes to be able to pivot every now and then. So if he hasn't had that type of male influence, yet he's been exposed to recklessness of action many times, recklessness of the tongue, or should I say recklessness of the speech. Just say the first thing that comes to their mind, whether it hurts or not, and then write it off as, well, I just told the truth. These motherfuckers mad at me. These bitches mad at me because I tell the truth. If he's exposed to that and he hasn't been taught the other side to know any better, even though his inner hormonal, male hormonal logic kicks in, like, and says to him, you know, that ain't the best way to be, but that is my mama. That ain't the best way to be, but I mean, my girl is my girl, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I'm going to support her, blah, 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 blah. So sometimes in your nobility and in your humility, your nobility and your respectability sometimes will take you in the wrong direction instead of the right direction. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's why having positive direction is so important. But let's get into this whole, you know, wife versus, I mean, your wife or your mom situation. Like, because sometimes it can be a silent war or a cold war. Have you ever witnessed a cold war between relatives or in-laws?
Yes.
You know how stressful that can be.
Very, very. Yes, it's very, very intense. It's very intense, you know. Mm-hmm. It makes for really hard holidays if you celebrate the holidays. You know, silent Easter dinners. You know, yeah. It's very uncomfortable. Very, very uncomfortable. Yeah, I once had this guy's mom, a long-term relationship. This guy's mom. Well, his mom liked me, but her sisters and her mother weren't sure about me. So they just decided, you know, we're not going to like her. And it really had nothing to do with me. It had to do with his choices of women before me. So, you know, he had a thing for Ratchet, and he had only had two Bughetto women, including myself. So they were like, okay, she seems too normal. We're just waiting for the other shoe to drop. So while we're waiting for the other shoe to drop, we're not going to like her. And so we would be at, like, Easter dinners, and that's why I brought up Easter dinners. And everybody's really silent. Nobody's talking. People giving out the side eye across the table.
Mm.
You know, you're like, can you please pass the gravy? They just leaving it there. You know, stuff like that. It was an uncomfortable year.
Yeah, it's not a good look, and it's definitely not one of those things that you would rather be a part of. But it is one of those things where you find yourself having to deal with, because it's there and it's present. Now for those, for people who may not understand what we mean by a Cold War is like what the United States had with the USSR for what, about 50 years or so. And, and yeah, so when you have a Cold War, you have two countries who are against each other, but they're not actually at war, but they are making sure that they threaten each other. They're stockpiling weapons of mass destruction, you know, to definitely defend themselves or to totally erase the other country, you know, should it ever come down to that. And they also have committed crimes against each other inadvertently at times or whatever. And, you know, so the Cold War between family members would go something like this. Well, you know, I don't really have a problem with none of his family except blah, blah, blah. And Thanksgiving dinner or Christmas dinner this year just happens to be at blah, blah, blah's house. When in reality, you do have a problem with such and such's family besides blah, blah, blah. You don't really like none of them. And you ready to set it off on all of them. You know, should the right one get out of line? And getting out of line can, you know, cover so many different scenarios. You know, like somebody said something about Big Mama Church hat. It's the fuck on. Hatfields and McCoy. I ain't never liked none of y'all bitches. I'm about to, lock the doors. I'm about to break all the china in this bitch with head. We... I'm about to be a bull in the china closet. And you are the china. I'm the bull. You know, that kind of shit. So, yeah. So, you know, when you start talking about some of the issues that can arise when it comes to in-laws or if you're not even married yet, you know, just family against family. Like, I don't like the way they act. I don't like the way they move. I don't like the things they do. And I know for a fact that she cheating or he cheating or that, you know, that she hiding something because, you know, I used to hang around a woman who was just like that, or I used to know a girlfriend. I had a cousin who was just like she was. She reminded me of her, and it's the shit that she used to do. And it gets worse when some evidence comes out that makes it a little bit true and actually confirms some of your suspicions. You know, like you smell three abortions on your son's girlfriend, and turns out that she did have two. Well, Mom, you said it was three. Well, maybe one of the abortions was like, it might have been one of the miscarriages. But she confirmed the two, right? She confirmed the two, right? So, you know, when suspicions become confirmed, and you know, that's a deep hole to try to climb your way out of, because it was dug so deeply, and it seems like it was dug intentionally. Like every little move, every little suspicion, everything leading up to the confirmation just seemed to make the union or the confirmation that the union is not a good union. It just seems to multiply that and make it worse and worse and worse. So it's tough. It's tough.
Yeah, I have a question for you. So, what do you think about the guy who says, and this is something I've heard so many times, what do you think about the guy who says, oh, man, y'all crazy. This between y'all, this some woman shit. And they don't even try to sort it out. They're just willing to let the wife and the mother go at it.
That ain't going to work, because the wife and the mother or the girl and the wife are going to go at it. Hold on a second. Yeah, the wife and the mother are going to go at it, and they're both going to feel like he took the other one's side by not exclusively taking their side. And so in his cowardice or his attempt to try to avoid trouble with either one because of his love for both, he's actually doing more damage and confirming more suspicions. And he's actually making the situation worse because, you know, by him saying, oh, but y'all crazy. I ain't in this. I'm Wes and I ain't in this mess. That's saying to his mother, oh, you don't stand behind your mother the way your mother stood behind you all your life. When them little punk motherfuckers was slapping you up around the corner and shit. You know what I mean? I got your uncles to show you how to hold your hand. And you're saying to your girl, like, oh, you gonna have my back. Oh, I fuck around to get my earring snatched, you know, walking down the street with you. You understand what I mean? It's not a good... Yeah, that neutrality ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. Because what's not going to happen is what he hoped would happen. What's not going to happen is both of them are going to see the error in their ways and realize what a compromising position that they're putting him in. Like they're going to get some kind of epiphany of compassion, like, oh yeah, I shouldn't do my man like that. All right, I'm going to give this bitch a chance. That's what's not going to happen. That ain't going to happen at all. So yeah, you can make a situation a lot worse. I mean, sometimes if your mother is wrong, you might have to call her on it. But you might not want to do that in front of your wife or your girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
You're going to have to separate, haul one off to the side. And I mean, haul them off to a place where one can't hear the conversation that you're having with the other. I ain't talking about going in the bathroom and both of y'all yelling. So what's the use in, you know, how you remember on Sanford and Son? Did you used to watch Sanford and Son?
Yeah. You mean when they would go in the kitchen?
Yeah. When they would go in the kitchen, they'd be yelling at each other and all that. And then they would both come out of the kitchen like, hey. Like you ain't hear all that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. You don't want to do that. Because that makes the situation worse. Because it's like, you now your girl heard you take her side with me and chastise me like I'm your child and blah, you know, it's just, yeah. You're gonna have to do some man shit that ain't even gonna make you feel like a man at the time. Because in whatever you do, you're gonna have to understand that you're gonna be damned if you do or damned if you don't. But you gotta make a decision. You have to choose. You have to choose. Even when you choose both, you're going to have to choose. Because you might put yourself in a situation where your girl or your mom can't come around. They can't come to your family cookout if your mom is cooking. Separation of potato salad and macaroni salad. Oh, separation of potato salad and deviled egg. That's what they call it. You know what I mean? Like sometimes they, you know, the two have to be made by different factions. But your girl may not be able to come to your mom's function because it ain't going to go right. And that type of separation spills over into other family members where they start having to take sides.
Mm-hmm.
So you got your sister who don't have no problem with your girl or your wife. But on the strength of her mom, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Your auntie, she ain't got no problem with your girl. Matter of fact, used to take your girl over your auntie house and she used to let you smash. But now your aunt is feeling like, I knew I shouldn't have let her bring her over there and smash. You know what I mean? Now, he better not tell that I used to let him come over and smash. He got the girl pregnant at my house. Oh, God. better not ever come up. You know, that type
yeah,
of shit.
True story. Mm-hmm. I hear you.
Yeah, you know, it happens. Many a aunt that got a girl pregnant. But they ain't but you ain't here for me. You know that shit.
True story. It's true.
I know it's true. You know what I mean? That's auntie baby.
But it's next level when you talk about it being your wife. You're not talking. Yeah. The show is not called, you know, girl versus mother, because your girl is.
I mean,
it sounds messed
girl.
Up.
I thought it's the right slash girl, but I really don't like. I try to keep away from the slashes, but yeah, it is called, you know, wife and mother. Yeah, yeah.
Because to me, once you know the whole wife thing, it just adds a whole different level of responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just gonna keep coming back to it on the man's part. The mom and the wife have to control themselves and try to create an atmosphere where he shouldn't have to choose. That's my thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be my thinking because I have two sons, but yeah, he also has to keep that in check because mm-hmm. it's going to affect his life on both sides.
Mhm.
Yeah, it's not a desirable situation or position to be in. But you know, I keep in mind that before a woman becomes your wife, she has to become your girl. So one thing, you know, just like the love doesn't blossom after the marriage. It blossoms during the courtship. The disrespect or the dissension or the dislike for the mother or the wife or whatever is not going to start after the marriage. It's going to start during it's going to sow its seeds during the courtship. It's going to make its way. It's going to rear its ugly head during the courtship. You know. I mean, shout out to all of the people out there who had to get married real fast on the low. You know, the destination wedding. You know that destination. A lot of those destination weddings is because they couldn't get it. They couldn't do it. They couldn't do it on the mainland. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, only friends and close cousins can come to this shit. You know what I'm saying? Because this wasn't going to go right. You know, or the Vegas wedding. You know them Vegas weddings don't. Yeah, come on now, Vegas. I know one legit Vegas wedding. One. That's my brother and his wife, and they still together. But they was close as shit way before then. You know what I'm saying? So that's a Vegas wedding that was actually legit. The rest of those Vegas weddings I know, it's like you did what? Like, shit. Nigga, you couldn't just go to the MGM Grand and do, you know, break yourself there. You had to. You know what I'm saying? Like, the shit that motherfuckers would do for a dental plan, I swear. But oh well.
I don't know any legit Vegas marriages. So.
I'm trying
not,
to
not
tell
a
you.
One. So you're
Sin
lucky.
City, right? It's Sin City. You don't go there to get married. Woohoo. Who did your vows? Satan? We got married in a whorehouse. Brothel.
Oh my God.
Brothel. The term is brothel. Brothel. Totally.
Why
legal.
Do you sound like the church lady?
Yeah, is it Satan? Was it Satan? Well, isn't that special? Yeah, shout out to Saturday Night Live. Shout out to that dad. So, but yeah, this you know, your wife or your mother thing is deep. It's deep, deep, for real.
Yeah, and it can get really, really ugly, because you have some women, some wives that insist. There are people who play you until they get the ring, men and women, and then they brand new once they are married to you, and they start making all kinds of demands, and you're like, damn it, I done gone through all of this. Let me just try to comply, and it's never really enough. So you'll have some wives that insist on there being a choice made, or you'll have mothers who feel like they can run their house and your house too. And unfortunately, I have had to have a conversation, and you know, I was very respectful where, you know, I let my ex-husband's mom, well, again, his mother and I didn't really have a problem, but I say his mom, but it was really her, you know, her sister's talk, and I said, uh-huh. Well, you know, with all due respect, this is not your house. You know, and so you have to have, this is not your house. You run your house, and I run mine. And, you know, while I value your input, whatever decision he and I make together for our family is what will be decided. But again, we do value your input. So I'm one of those, you know, as per my last email people. So they got the gist of whatever it is I was saying because of my tone at the time. It was a little more candid than it is right now. And I kind of had like a smirk. But they got the idea, you know. It's the fact that had to be said, that they really felt like they could insert themselves. And so when you have a mother, you know, like family members, I feel like they can just insert themselves in your house. This is what you're going to do here in your house. This is how you're going to raise your kids. Oh, no. Oh, hell no. Not my grandbabies. You know, things like that. You know, it's going to cause an issue. So sometimes we as moms, we have to check ourselves and ask ourselves, are we going too far? Are we going too far? Have I overstepped my bounds? You know, perhaps you should give your son and his wife the space to make the right decision before you jump in there trying to take over.
Yeah. So. So you really think that some people change right after a marriage?
Yeah, some people do.
You know what?
You know, I've heard people brag about it, like, yeah, I got the ring now. He gonna have to dot 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 dot. I'm like, who does that? Who? You know, it's not a lot. That will readily admit it. You know, some people like they know that there's gonna be backlash, so they won't say it. You know, they hold out on them if they don't get what they want. They start making extraordinary demands. You know, just all kinds of dumb stuff.
And the only way that I can really see somebody totally doing a 360. After a marriage is if the courtship wasn't very long. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm thinking that if you've been together with somebody, you know, a few years or whatever, you know their capabilities. You know, whether you've acknowledged them, tried to sweep them under the your proverbial emotional or mental rug, you know what I mean? You know what you're working with. So you know if you're dealing with a leader or a player, you know, you know what you're dealing with. You know, you may feel like, I think so. I think
I'm sorry. I didn't know that it was going to come in like that. It was the delay. Sorry about that.
Oh, yeah. People use all types of coping mechanisms to deal with who and what they're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? But I've long held the belief that men know when they're dealing with a hoe. They know. And women know when they dealing with some kind of cheating, you know, playing type things. I mean, you know, the signs are there. You may not want to deal with them all the time, but you, the signs are there. You know what I'm saying? But if you've only been dealing with somebody for less than a year, then of course, yeah, it'd be easy for them to switch it up on you because you don't really know them. You know what I mean? You don't know their historical relationship capabilities, like what they'll do in a you may not have witnessed what they'll do when they are under extreme pressure or when they are really, really stressed out. You know what I mean? You haven't had enough time to really clock their long-term patterns. You've had to deal with all of their short-term patterns, which the person who is displaying those patterns has been very conscious of to make sure that you don't see them. You understand what I mean? You know, but
yeah,
man, you've been with somebody for 5 years. Ain't no switching up after the damn after the wedding. Like you knew what you was working with. You knew,
but you have
know.
To be talking about a certain age group because people under a certain age group, like, you know, 35 and under, they think different. And so yes, some of these young women are you know, basically in these relationships because they want the ring, they want to be able to flex the ring, they want to be able to flex the dress, they want to be able to flex the ceremony, destination wedding, honeymoon, whatever. You know, they're so caught up in that they will, and have they sat right there smiling and waving like they're in a beauty pageant until they got the ring and the dress and the ceremony, the real them comes out. And that's why a lot of these relationships are not lasting. It's like,
yeah,
this is not the person that I married. this is not who I thought you were. You'll hear them say that over and over and over again. I listen to a lot of podcasts and things like that, and a lot of guys are in that age group, like 35 and under, 36 and under, are saying, listen, she was this, that, and the other. After we got married, she started making demands and arguing with my mother and this, that. And it was just a lot.
Yeah, I just don't think
some people do switch it up on you.
I just don't buy that they weren't showing semblances of those type of behavior before. I just think
because you don't understand how much getting married, but especially by a certain age, means to some women.
I do.
That.
But what I'm saying is, if you either know a person or you don't. Mm-hmm. That's just the way I think. You either know them or you don't. You know, there are plenty of people out here who really think that they have the drop on people with a quick look. Do you know how many people think they know me just by watching this show? I mean, you'd be amazed if motherfuckers, they'd be like, no, I mean, that's how he is. That's who he is. Like, are you fucking crazy? Ask anybody who knows me off of this camera, and they'll tell you, like, it's different. So I'm only using that example to say that, you know, with social media, it has given us a look at thousands of people that we would not have otherwise met before. And because we have profile information, we have interaction on posts, that type of thing, we have more information than we would have had before about people. And it makes us think that now we are a quick study when you're really not. You know,
mm-hmm.
all of your thought patterns are being manufactured by clicks mm-hmm. and swipes and you know, and posts. No, you don't
Absolutely.
Know. So that's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of these folks that are getting together these days, getting married these days, they swear that they know people. And then some admit that they don't know. And they just say, well, you don't have to know nobody for no whole long time to know how you feel about them or you know, or what's that? What's that bullshit meme I see on social media a lot lately? A man knows if he wants to marry you within 6 months. You know, it don't take no 5 years, blah blah blah. You know, he knows.
That's not true.
but you read the responses to that shit, and it'd be like, yup, true. And it'd be male and female. I'd be looking at these dudes like, nigga, you sound dumb as shit. Who the fuck you done do?
Yeah, I expect yups from people under a certain age. But people my
yeah.
age.
You
I
know what?
It'd
be,
I don't,
people,
I don't
under, it'd be
that.
People under 100.
Okay.
All the responses I saw were people under 100. Because I don't go with it. I don't go where people are posting with millennials and shit like that. I'm not around that. All the groups I'm in and shit like that, they are around my age. You know, at least 40. So, but that's proof positive that middle ages don't, some middle ages haven't picked it up. They don't get it either. But they're frustrated enough to make a move. Like, fuck it. I mean, they be killing me with this new math. Well, I was with such and such for 10 years, and I ain't really know them. So what's the difference between 3 months? YOLO. It should be YADA. You are dumb as YADA. You are dumb as shit. Yeah, there you go. YADA. Fuck YOLO. YADA. But it's real shit. Like, you know, but these things can spill over into the whole, they can spill over into the whole wife against, your wife or your mother type of scenario. All of these influences may influence that to be the way that it is. Because not only are the children influenced by social media and other media influences, but so are the parents. And we're supposed to get our guidance from the parents. But when we're talking about your wife or your mother, this scenario wouldn't even exist if there was a father. That's why you don't hear, that's why in none of these scenarios, there's no father. When you talk about.
Whoa. What do you mean that it wouldn't exist if a father was there?
If a mother had a husband and the couple, the mother and the father raised the son, there's not going to be a scenario where it's my wife or my mother. Because that son has already seen positive examples and healthy examples of how a relationship should be, even if it hasn't always been healthy. Wait, listen, like I said, even if it hasn't always been healthy, you know what I mean? Because health, just like personal health, it has pockets of good health and bad health and, you know, stuff like that. So, but even in scenarios where I've seen a married couple weather the storm of infidelity and domestic violence and all of that shit, by them staying together, it sets a certain example. It sets a certain example of what can happen. It just gives more possibilities and probabilities, better than if my mom only raised me. And, you know, sometimes she had a boyfriend, sometimes she didn't, but she mainly controlled her boyfriend just like she's kind of controlling me. And this is the reason that I have to choose between my wife and my mom, you know, because, you know, my mom don't really give a fuck. She's a woman scorned, and she's also a very controlling woman and blah, 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 blah. If there was a man there, you know, your mom wouldn't be worried about being chosen by her son. She would have something else to do, because that man is going to be like, yo, wait a minute now.
Nope.
Yeah. That boy is going to have to make his own. All right.
But, I don't agree with it. I don't agree with it. I've seen my own parent ask, you know, her sons to choose, and she was very much married to a man who was very much, he's very much a man, you know, that head of household type of deal. And he would have to be like, listen, you know, you need to, he wouldn't say chill, but he would say, you need to calm down. Like, that's not right. He had to keep checking her, but it didn't stop her. Like, when a woman is controlling, it's, you know, having a husband, you know, there when it comes to her son, it's not going to, he doesn't end it. That's part of her personality.
But he did step in and tell her that she okay. But that's really the point.
But there was still, you know, she has several sons. she was constantly having to be checked because she liked it. Some people who are pick me people are pick me people regardless of whether or not they have a spouse or not. They're pick me people. And, she's a pick-me person.
But she did get checked, right?
She got checked and then kept doing it.
Because, I mean, she might have got checked, but she didn't get chunked. You know what I mean? She didn't, he ain't have to put hands on her. But imagine. But imagine if there was no check at all. At least with the check, she had to weigh. You know, don't get me wrong. I don't mean to disrespect your parents in any type of way. But in any selfishness in a person, when the selfishness of a person doesn't get checked at all, then they don't even have anything to weigh it against. At least, at least with the check, even in your decision to keep pushing forward. At least you have to weigh that against. You have to weigh that against what you heard was the right way. You understand what I mean? We know that just because you've been shown the right way doesn't always mean you go the right way. But you know, I would take the results of a mother who had a man, whether that was it was a husband. Or a long-term partner or something, somebody who would at least step in and be like, hold the fuck up, come on now. I mean, you know, you got to at least let the boy live. I mean, he happy with this girl, whatever. Yeah, it may not be the best scenario, but we're going to have to deal with what comes out of it. You're going to have to at least stop fucking up what it is. That's all I'm saying. But listen, you kept me on the phone too long and I don't appreciate it. Listen, I need to check you. Like, what is this?
You can't check me.
Look. Forget your wife or your mother. It's the chat or the phone. The chat or the phone.
Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
No, I really appreciate you calling in. I appreciate the dialogue and the perspective. It was great. Really great. Really, 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 really.
Cool. Take care of yourself.
All right. Let's do the business, shout out, shall we? Shall we, people? Make sure y'all hit that like button. I don't see enough likes. You know what I mean? I haven't gotten one subscriber out of this. I need subscribers. Subscribe to the show. Share the show. I hope y'all enjoying this too, because I'm actually enjoying it. I'm tired. I'm not in a good way. Look at these bags under my eyes. I mean, they may not be like real bags, but they're like proverbial bags. I'm sandbagging out here. I'm sandbagging over here. We sandbagging over here. All right. We have some birthday shout outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. No November 4th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get. Number one out the box, Melly Mel Blake, Melly Mel, and also Peace Azubuike, Azubuike, turning 27 years old today, and a China Powell, turning 61 years old today, and Gerald Smith, turning 79 years old today, and Angela Robinson, turning 37 years old today, and Latoya Wilkerson, turning 38 years old today, and my man Ock Diesel, comedian and battle rap, the mayor of battle rap in Philly. They be calling him OC Diesel, but it's really Ock because his name is Octavia. All right, anyway, and Janet Hart, go get her, Janet Hart, happy birthday to you, and Misty Bull, turning 42 years old today. And last but not least, my girl Tracy Wiley Young, turning 53 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious November 4th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on into the damn, rock out. Rock on into the damn, rock out. Rock on into the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours. And remember, man, your wife, or your mother, or your wife, or your mother, or your wife, your life, or your mother, or your mother, or your life, your wife is your life, Yo! Your wife is your life, your mother is your other. A man should never be put in a position where he has to choose his wife over his mother, or his mother over his wife. Because at the end of the day, those are probably the two most important women in his life. So why should the two most important women in your life be the two women that you have to battle over as if they were warring factions, or as if you fighting over your joint and your side joint, your woman and your side chick? We not doing that. No. There are mad issues of immaturity in scenarios like this, very immature, lack of foresight, and bad directions that have been embraced. You have embraced a negative direction, and unfortunately, this can go on and 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 on. But it's going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. Thank you. Listen, man. I hope y'all enjoyed listening to this show as much as I enjoy broadcasting it. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. I want y'all to have a good night, a positive night. For those of y'all watching Thursday Night Football tonight, y'all do y'all thing. We will be back tomorrow night, 7:00. Same old time, same old rhyme. It's going to sound good to you. Yes, it will. Oh, good kitty. Nice kitty. Fun kitty. Y'all can't see the kitty. I can see the kitty. A good kitty. Yeah, it's a good kitty. Good kitty. Yes. Yes. No, you was sleeping in my chair, and I had to get the lint roller to get all of that damn fur out of my chair, and I'm not feeling that. You don't give a shit. You know what I mean? Allergies matter. All right, let's go, y'all. Let's get on up out of here. We ain't even supposed to be here this late. We ain't supposed to be here this late, son. Hey, y'all. We ain't supposed to be here either. You know what I'm saying? Let's go. Yeah. Let's go, man. So my Instagram is yo five slam my jamma. Thanks for coming and knowing through and let me exercise my grandma word.
Then we break it down like that. Hey.